Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, fry bread. Fry bread, that high-calorie treat that can go savory or sweet, has generations of history in many Alaska Native families. KTOO's Jeremy Shea hung out with a local master of fry bread making and tried to find out how the untraditional food became a cultural fixture.
Are you salivating yet? Some people say that's magic happening in a stainless steel tub of hot canola oil. Magic that turns a hand-stretched disc of dough into a puffy, but not too puffy, piece of golden, delicious fry bread. Garfield Katash is the big guy under the tent by the Garfield's famous fry bread banner. On days like this, during a big Native cultural convention, Katash spends hours on his feet, patiently working the dough and frying it up piece after piece after piece.
150, 170 pounds, 175 pounds of that dough.
That's just one day's dough, all mixed by hand.
You know, my day starts 4 o'clock in the morning and doesn't end till 10:30 at night.
10:30 at night?
Yeah, because I have to run around, get all my ingredients, and get ready for the next day.
That funny squeal is coming from the headphones Katas wears, plugged into a gadget clipped to the collar of his hoodie. He's got severe hearing loss, and it helps him get by. He says his disability makes it tough for him to work a regular job, but also lets him travel and sell fry bread to thousands during events and festivals. Katas has been setting up shop in the Juneau and Anchorage areas for about a decade. He grew up in Juneau, but lives in Albuquerque and Anchorage most of the year. Even without four walls or a roof over his business, he's become a local institution. Carmen Plunkett, who's from Juneau but now lives in California, was carefully packaging 8 pieces of the plate-sized treats.
And we love our fry bread. As you can tell, I now take it back and I freeze them, take them back, and I can have them later because there's no, I can't cook it myself.
You can't get it down in California?
Not to this, not like this here.
Even in the rain, his customers keep queuing up in the parking lot where he's set up for a few days.
I love Garfield's fried bread. He does the best fried bread.
That's Betty Ann Boyd. By the end of Katas's first week in town, she'd eaten 4 pieces.
And it's light and it's big, and he always has good conversation while you're getting it.
Boyd, Plunkett, and many others in line are Clinkett. They remember their first time eating fry bread made by their parents and grandparents when they were young children. And yet, Smithsonian Magazine and popular lore attribute fry bread's origins to the Navajo. Katas, who's Clinkett but spent a lot of his adult life in the Southwest, says his recipe came from a Pueblo friend. Sometimes he sells fry bread topped with Mexican ingredients as an Indian taco, though he personally enjoys it with salmon and green chili. Many Native American groups around the country have variations of fry bread. How it's come to be so closely associated with Alaska Native cultures is a bit of a mystery.
I don't know too much about the history. I just know it brings a lot of people together.
I never questioned it because it was part of our, you know, what we ate. I never thought of it. I enjoy my food, so now what? You have me questioning it.
Okay. Do you have any theories or have any reaction to hearing it's a thing up in Alaska?
I don't have no theories.
That last guy on the phone was Dwayne Lewis, a Navajo and owner of the restaurant Sacred Hogan Navajo Fry Bread in Phoenix. Lewis says he remembers his grandma saying fry bread was first created when the government was rationing food to the Navajo. Like matzah is a symbol of Jewish persecution, Navajo fry bread has a lot of history, symbolism, and emotion kneaded into it. In the 1860s, the U.S. government forced the Navajo and other Southwest Native American groups to relocate to a doomed settlement. Traditional foods grew poorly on the reservation. Starvation led the government to provide canned goods, flour, sugar, and lard, which led to fry bread. For Katas's customers in Alaska, fry bread doesn't appear to have that baggage. Darren Austin doesn't have a trace of ambivalence while he eats.
Pretty good. I like how he makes them big, too. Has that big tub. Sweet. You got the sugar on there, the butter. You know, it's buttery. And it's crispy. It's fresh out of that oil.
Katas keeps his recipe under wraps, but does share one key additive.
I say my prayers over every time I do 10 pounds of dough for everybody that walks across my booth, buys bread, that they would be blessed and nourished.
When people ask him, what's your secret? He says that's it. There's no magic involved. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.